20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio.
Oh, we got it! On the run, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford and in association with Quaker Steak and Lube on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Fights and pushes, and he's in! Touchdown! It is all over! The Browns have won it!
And now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
It's a football Thursday. It's still a coaching search Thursday. And now the field of teams seeking NFL coaches has grown to six. The Jacksonville Jaguars firing Mike Mularkey today. So what does that do to the whole thing? How does that change the story? Well, it changes it to the extent that there is one more team now seeking a coach. There is more competition. And the Browns' task, I don't know if it's necessarily gotten harder, but that's been the challenge right along, is getting a guy when other teams want a guy too. And very likely the same guys that the Browns, not all of them, but same, generally the same field, the pool, that interests other teams is the same pool that the Browns are dealing with. And reports have the Browns interviewing for a second time the former head coach of the Arizona Cardinals, Ken Wisenhunt. And that interview happening reportedly somewhere around Cleveland today. So that's two interviews with Wisenhunt, and don't know if there have been multiple interviews like that with anyone else in the field. And again, the interesting part of this whole process, in the intriguing part, is the Browns' position, which is pretty well consistent with most teams seeking coaches, is to leave it to those who are reporting it to make it public versus the team doing so. And we're going to talk about this, you know, this process with Sal Palantonio from ESPN. Going to get his thoughts on the coaching search in general. Also going to talk with Sal about the divisional round of the playoffs. Yeah, that's coming up this weekend. Some playoff games, some very interesting ones to address. And Sal Palantonio will give us his breakdown. We're also going to hear from Craig Robertson, linebacker. We're going to talk about that linebacker position within today's show as we continue our series of positional reviews and hear what the playmaker has to say. And that's what Craig Robertson became, former practice squad guy, undrafted guy from a couple of years back, and then he makes an impact on this team because he was around the football a lot. And in a linebacking core that was devastated by injuries, that required young people to step up and play, that's a young guy who stepped up and played, and I think in a big way, and I think he's got a bright future. So we'll hear what Craig Robertson has to say with our own Jameer Howerton on the show. Your questions, your comments, you submit those to the Browns official Facebook and Twitter pages. You also email us at daily@clevelandbrowns.com. And you leave voicemail messages. You can, 855-363-DAILY, 855-363-2459, just as this gentleman did.
I don't know about anybody else in our Cleveland Nation here, but it'd be nice to know some kind of news, the Browns coaching. Does anybody know if there's been any interviews at all? Are we close to hiring anybody?
Any interviews at all? I'm going to go out on a limb here and tell you, yes, there have been interviews. The second one today with Ken Wisenhunt. It started last weekend or last week with interviews that we know of from Chip Kelly, with Chip Kelly from Oregon, with some other folks at the collegiate level, Doug Marrone, and Ken Wisenhunt the first time around in Arizona. And then you go through the process here. Who else will the Browns talk with? Mark Trestman, Montreal Alouettes, former NFL assistant coach, former Browns assistant, quarterbacks coach here. Worked with Bernie Kosar. You probably heard about him. So this is, I like that voicemail because it takes me back to this. Your frustration, which is what I could detect in your voice, is based on the fact that you're not getting a full stream of Browns announced info on this process, and you're not going to. And it's not because the Browns are trying to be spiteful to you, the fans, about this, or me and others who have to report about this. That's not why the team is taking the approach of keeping all of this close to the vest and all of this in the purview of just two men, Jimmy Haslam, the owner, Joe Banner, the CEO. It's competitive. And it's also sensitive when you are talking with collegiate candidates. The two that we know of have been there, or three or whatever, if you count Bill O'Brien of Penn State among those with Chip Kelly and Doug Marrone. The sensitivity is those guys sticking their feet in this water, and I'm going to get into this with Sal Palantonio. They've got recruiting to think about, and the teams, the NFL teams that go down the road of conversation with college candidates are trying to maintain the best relationships they can with those schools because, oh, by the way, those schools supply NFL players, and you're trying to not be the reason that something. Now, you could say, well, it's the coach's fault. If he's the one taking the interview, then that's what he gets if it messes up recruiting. But from the team's perspective, there is a true sensitivity toward that. And I'm not just talking about the Browns. And I know this to be a fact because I talk with a lot of folks around this league, GMs, coaches, and have for years, about this whole notion of what are some of the complicating factors when you have an interview with a college coach and why you don't want to be the one jumping out there saying, yep, we talked with him. Now, other teams have confirmed when they've talked with college coaches that they've made it their official thing. And then you could say at the end of it all, does it matter if the team confirms when it's out there like wildfire, when it's being reported locally and nationally that such and such happened? Well, maybe it does, maybe it doesn't. I'll say this. When reports say that a team is on the verge of signing a coach, as we heard a week, you know, last Friday, almost a week ago, with regard to Chip Kelly, and you find out that that's not the case, I assure you that was not the Browns telling people they're on the verge of signing Chip Kelly. That wasn't a Browns person saying that. And I would be pretty confident in saying that came from Kelly's representation, who got that out there for whatever reason he did. When, in fact, there was not, as I understand it, even in the context of the conversation, a discussion about, I think when you're close, it means that here we're going to close these deal points on money and that they didn't get that far with it. That's based on what I know or what I can tell you. But as far as the whole thing being, are they close? Who's the front runner, whatever, that's all going to be a matter of conjecture. It is. And take what you will from the fact, and I'll do the same, that Wisenhunt gets a second conversation. And why not? Guy who got his team to a Super Bowl. Guy who's been a head coach in the NFL. Guy who has worked with one really good quarterback, or a quarterback who came back for had a great comeback year after an atrocious stretch with the New York Giants. Kurt Warner helping to lead that Cardinals team, Larry Fitzgerald and company, to a Super Bowl, and then losing to the Steelers, but making it a game, a great game, exciting game. And does it make sense that, again, offensive-minded guy, former NFL tight end? I know Ken, and I have high regard for Ken and his coaching ability and the ability to put together something that could work very well in this league. Will it be here? We'll see. But I can't rank them. I can't tell you that should mean something more just because there was a second conversation with a guy. I mean, a lot of us could conclude that, but in this whole process, you'd be amazed at how much wider the field is in terms of the people that have piqued the Browns' interest or that the Browns have talked with that aren't necessarily on any of the, quote, unofficial, official lists of what's been reported. That part, I think you'll find interesting when and if we get to the point where anybody reveals that from within the club. And I guess I'm going to doubt that will be the case ever, but we'll see. But I'm as anxious as you or anyone else to get this thing done and know who the guy is and move forward with it. But it's about getting the right guy, not getting the guy that gets this done the quickest. And that is the methodical approach of it. And I'm good with that. And I really am. I'm really good with that. As much as I'd like it to be done, the reason it isn't done is a good reason. It's not because you can't find anyone and it's hopeless. That's my opinion. You know, let's hear what Sal Palantonio has to say about that. That's coming up in a couple of minutes. He is ESPN's own NFL reporter extraordinaire. Fiery guy with a lot of opinions. So that's why we got him on this show. It's Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. You're listening to ESPN 850 WKNR.
Stop the car! Your oil change light just turned on.
Oh, don't worry. I have an appointment at Liberty Ford tomorrow.
You don't need to buy a new car. You just need to get your oil changed.
I am. In fact, they will change the oil, rotate my tires, check the brakes, belts, batteries, and filter, all for just $39.99.
What? No car wash?
Well, that too. You get nothing but the best service at Liberty Ford.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
Quaker Steak and Lube, we're famous for 18 flavors of incredible wings. Voted best wings in the USA. But ooh, baby, there's so much more. Ribs, steaks, burgers, specialty drinks and drafts, all served up on a platter full of fun. Every night is hot at the Lube. And every Tuesday is all-you-can-eat wing night.
Great times, great food. Get to Quaker Steak and Lube.
For your cooler and charcoal budget. For depositing $100 from Section 100. For being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere. And Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use Mobile Deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Now you can help silence your cough with a lozenge that has the power of Delsym. Introducing Delsym Cough Relief Plus Soothing Action Lozenges. The only lozenge with the power of Delsym that quiets coughs and relieves sore throats. This way, you'll feel a whole lot better. Try it. Delsym lozenges are available in two great flavors, honey lemon and sugar-free cherry. Available at Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Browns. Delsym Silence is relief. Use as directed.
Why do tire stores advertise one price and charge you another? They can't mount the tires without balancing and valve stems, so why don't they give you those free? It's time for a change. NTB introduces Ready to Roll. The lowest price plus all the extras at no extra charge. Every tire, every brand. Yokohama, BF Goodrich, Pirelli, and more. Even Michelin and Goodyear. It's the lowest install price on tires, guaranteed. Mounting, included. Balancing, included. Valve stems, included. Free flat repair, included. Even free rotation for the life of the tire. NTB's Ready to Roll is the best value on the road. Mounting, balancing, valve stems, free flat repair, all included. Even free rotation for the life of the tire. At NTB, you're ready to roll, even on our $39.99 tires. Drive in or schedule service at ntb.com. State mandated fees may apply.
It's a football Thursday, talking Browns, talking coaching search. Browns fans, lock in your seats for the 2013 season today. Place deposits for new 2013 season tickets and receive great benefits, including your choice of the best available seats. Go to clevelandbrowns.com, call 440-824-3434. This segment, it's brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. We welcome in right now from ESPN, one of the finest at covering the National Football League, and a great friend of the show, Sal Palantonio. Sal Pal, a belated Happy New Year, and hope you and your family had a wonderful holiday.
Yeah, we did. You know, I was interrupted by a lot of work because we work in a crazy business, but it was pretty good. Thanks, Vic. How about you?
Yeah, same here. And you're right, because this whole thing really started, if we go back now to New Year's Eve, where the current stories we are chasing in this league all began. The firings, they call it Black Monday in the NFL. Of course, Pat Shurmur, Tom Heckert, part of the firings that went on throughout the league. You being down in the South Jersey, Philly area. Andy Reid being fired there since taking a job with the Chiefs. The Bills firing Chan Gailey and since hiring Doug Marrone from Syracuse. And now there are teams, including the Browns, that are still looking for their head coach. And I guess
think about this for a second.
Yeah.
To interrupt you. The two coaches hired, one was 4-12 and the other just coached at Syracuse. That tells you just how difficult it is this year with so many openings and so much unknown about these candidates, both at the collegiate and the NFL level, how difficult this coach replacement process has become this season. Yeah. This is different than any other year. It's unique because of that. Because you had guys like Bill O'Brien and Chip Kelly clearly using their leverage with the NFL to get better situations at the collegiate level.
Right.
Same thing maybe in the case with Brian Kelly as it plays out in Philadelphia. When you think about it, first two coaches hired, one's 4-12 and the other one coached at Syracuse. The pickings, in my opinion, are pretty slim.
Well, that's the thing, and is that why then you think the collegiate coaches were the focal point of the search to begin with? Chip Kelly's name came up, Nick Saban was brought up until he emphatically said he was staying at the college level and had pretty much his only go-around that he wanted to have, I guess, with the NFL, with the as a head coach with the Dolphins. So that explains perhaps why we're sitting here 11 days out for the majority of these teams and still not knowing who coaches are.
Yep. And everybody that I talk to at these teams, talking to general managers, a couple of owners, a couple of team presidents, it's pretty clear the number one thing that a lot of these teams are looking for, Cleveland and Philadelphia included, is head coaching experience either at the NFL or the collegiate level. That's why you saw Bill O'Brien, Chip Kelly, pursued so hotly and so quickly. I think that's why there's an extreme interest in a guy like Bruce Arians. Bruce Arians, what he did in Indianapolis with a rookie quarterback to go from 2-14 to the playoffs with the head coach in the hospital battling leukemia. To me, Arians and Chuck Pagano are co-coaches of the year in the NFL. So I think Arians would be at the top of the list, and I'm really surprised that teams haven't moved more quickly. Now, I know he was in the hospital and missed that playoff game against the Ravens, and that really hurt the Colts. I covered that game last Sunday.
Right.
And you know, he'll have to be vetted completely. You know, he may balk at the idea, you know, because he's 60. But he's going to have to take a serious physical. I think teams are going to look at him and say, you know, you're at the top of our list, but we want to know what we're getting into here, eyes wide open. To me, he's at the top of my list in terms of his ability and his experience with quarterbacks and now what he's done in Indianapolis. But he's going to be in heavy, heavy demand. San Diego clearly is interested. Chicago is interested. Cleveland and Philadelphia, Vic. So if you want Arians, I would say get on a plane to Indy. You know, make them take a physical, interview them, and then sign them up.
I'm very much a Bruce Arians guy, and all the reasons you stated. And I think about it from the standpoint of the fit with this team, with this young roster, with a young quarterback, or at least a quarterback in his second season. He's an old young quarterback, we know, in Brandon Whedon, but a guy who could use the same kind of help that Bruce Arians gave to Andrew Luck and what he meant to that team all in general, doing what he did under duress. But you mentioned age 60. He was in the hospital for Sunday's game in Baltimore, went back in with the inner ear infection. So, yeah, you just want to make sure that he could physically take this all on, but he certainly is ready for this shot.
And the problem is when you go defense, because I really like Mike Zimmer, and I think Lovie Smith is still a viable candidate, even though he missed the playoffs 5 of the last 6 years with Chicago, and then had a team that underachieved there in Chicago, and I didn't like his choice of offensive coordinator, notwithstanding all of that. To me, you hire the man, and then you hire the coach. And I think when you look at some of these candidates, Bruce Arians, Mike Zimmer, Lovie Smith, Rob Chuzinski, these are guys who can be leaders of your football team, leaders of your organization. Stand up there at the podium in front of the mic, speak clearly and concisely, give a clear message and a clear direction of where the team is going. And you can't overstate the importance of that. And so I think you've got to find the right man, the right leader, and hopefully that guy can call offense. If not, then you've got to find your offensive coordinator. And that's the problem with Zimmer. If you're going to bring Zimmer in, the first question's got to be, okay, who's your OC? Because the league is all about throwing the football, and if you don't have that guy, you're going to be in trouble for quite some time.
Among the others, and we're visiting with Sal Palantonio of ESPN here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. As the other candidates, you brought up Lovie Smith, and I'm surprised after a 10-win season and for, and yes, he's missed those postseasons in Chicago, but he's been accomplished enough, it would seem to me, that he's a guy that should be on the radar of a lot of teams and perhaps have a job by now. Ken Wisenhunt is another name, for another head coach guy. And so what would your take be on him?
Well, I think both of them come with that PR baggage. It's hard to sell it to a franchise, especially like Cleveland, that's looking for a new beginning. Hard to do. Are we getting another retread? How do you sell that? How does Joe Banner sell that? That's going to be the biggest chore if he hires somebody like that. I'm not saying they're disqualified or unqualified. I'm just saying it's a harder sell from a public relations standpoint. Mm. That's why they went big and went for O'Brien and Kelly. And it's pretty clear, even though both of them would be unproven at the NFL level. So I think that's the number one issue.
Sal, now, the other thing I wanted to ask you with regard to this search is the timing of it all. People want this done now, of course, and Jimmy Haslam had said at the outset when he was sitting with Joe Banner in front of the media 11 days ago, telling reporters that quicker is better or sooner is better, but the key is to get it right. And they've gone through, this has been a coaching carousel here for too many years, every 2 years replacing a head coach, and it's the reason why this team has perpetually struggled, the biggest reason, no continuity. Can you still get the right guy? Because they know what they're looking for, and the thing I trust is that they've got the mandate, the criteria of what they want in that man, and I don't see them settling or just, we've got to fill the job, so let's hire this guy. I trust that they're going to be methodical still and careful in how they go through the process.
Well, yeah, I think they'll be methodical, and they'll do the right thing. They'll do the right thing. The question is, does that person exist? Mm. And I think, you know, there are some teams that are waiting for Mike Nolan, the defensive coordinator in Atlanta, to be out of the playoffs. Some teams are waiting for Mike McCoy, the offensive coordinator in Denver, to be out of the playoffs before making a final call on that. But both of those teams could be in the Super Bowl, which means, you know, you're stuck without a coach. And then, you know, the pressure's starting to build, and there are not many options out there, and maybe you can't land that guy. Mm. So, you know, it's a huge risk, but, you know, at some point, you just got to pull the trigger. You like the guy, you think it can work, you got to make that call. Now, again, Bruce Arians will have significant competition for Bruce Arians. For Mike Zimmer, you probably won't, but you got to. Rob Chuzinski, you probably won't have that much competition. Hmm. To me, I look at it like if Arians wants the job in Chicago or San Diego, he's probably going to take one of those two. They're going to be open and available to him. Hmm. And Zimmer and Chuzinski, I think, are the two names that, you know, if you're not interested in McCoy or Nolan, that you got to look at and say, all right, we got to pull the trigger on one of these two guys.
But here's the difference, and I hear exactly what you're saying. If you see Chicago and San Diego for obvious reasons, climate and just it's San Diego. I mean,
San Diego's got Philip Rivers too.
And Philip Rivers. But Here's what the Browns have.
And you play the Raiders twice a year, and the Chiefs, as opposed to the Steelers and the Ravens. So
I get it. But here's let me finish. I think when it comes to the Browns situation, Sal, the head coach is getting he's the first person they're hiring of the two people, and I think I know, at least based on what they've described the job, how they've given the job description, the role is that of someone who would have, you know, major say on roster, who would be much more, I think, of a power figure versus the teams in Chicago and San Diego who have GMs in place. Chicago already had one. San Diego hired one before they're hiring the head coach.
Look, I'm not arguing with you about how, you know, I mean, Cleveland's has got a storied tradition, and it's, you know, you got a young roster, and, you know, the expectations are not that high, so that you can, you know, take your time and build it like you want to build it to a certain degree. But I'll say this, having known Joe Batter for as many years as I know him.
Right.
He's going to want to have a say in that roster.
Oh yeah, no, I wasn't discounting that, but I think he's
not going to sit in the corner and be told what to do.
And I wasn't even remotely suggesting that, but I do think in terms of how you're going about it with this club, making the head coach the first guy you get, and then the personnel guy, the GM, whatever that title is, and it might not necessarily be GM, is secondary. And it's really in the pecking order of how this is going. Everything flows after the head coach is put in place. I just think you can make it an attractive position as any that you could put out there for a coach who wants more than just to be, okay, the head coach and leave everything to everybody else. That's not going
to
be the case.
I would say to Browns fans who are listening to this show, you have to be patient this year in particular because it's a unique situation. You have a lot of unknown candidates out there,
mm-hmm.
and you have a lot of openings with a lot of competition, and a lot of teams are under pressure to make a big splash. So this is a unique situation, and you have people in charge who are going to do the right thing if they can get the right guy. But again, it's a unique situation in a unique year, and you have to be patient. You just do. It's the reality of it. It is what it is.
All right, Sal, we're going to also talk some playoffs with you, the divisional round. We'll have that conversation coming up. He is Sal Palantonio from ESPN joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. You're listening to ESPN 850 WKNR.
I'm such a bargain shopper.
More shoes?
Actually, I found the deal of my dreams online at LibertyFord.com.
You can't believe everything you read on the Internet.
You can at Liberty Ford. Paid the online price, got a Carfax and repair history, plus they gave me more for my trade than I had researched online.
We'll see what happens when you get there.
It happened yesterday, just like they said it would.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
Steak and Lube, we're famous for 18 flavors of incredible wings. Voted best wings in the USA. But ooh, baby, there's so much more. Ribs, steaks, burgers, specialty drinks and drafts. All served up on a platter full of fun. Every night is hot at the Lube. And every Tuesday is all-you-can-eat wing night.
Great times, great food. Get too quick to Steak and Lube.
Are you ready to make some big plays this season? Like growing your savings, buying a home, or even building a business? At First Merit Bank, we'd like to assist you with your goals, whatever they may be. So no matter what your next play is, we're ready to help you make it happen. It's your game plan. How can we help? First Merit Bank. You first. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Hear that? It's time. Time for the 37th annual Ohio RV Super Show. Wednesday, January 9th through Sunday the 13th at the IX Center. Tent campers, travel trailers, fifth wheels, motorhomes, even big diesel pushers. Come see the latest models and floor plans. There's over 600 brand new RVs on display from the area's top RV dealers, all in one convenient location and all at the lowest show prices as dealers go head-to-head for your business. And folks, there's even low show financing at the lowest rates of the year. Plus, backed by popular demand, Brian Roddy with his green RVing tips and special survivor seminars and great entertainment by the hastily assembled Bluegrass Band. The 37th Annual Ohio RV Super Show. It's fun for the whole family, and it's still the largest indoor RV show in the country. Wednesday, January 9th through Sunday the 13th at the IX Center. Check our website at ohioRVshow.com for complete details. Plus, get weekday discount coupons at your local participating RV dealers or also on our website at ohioRVshow.com. Then come for the selection, come for the value, and come for the fun.
Do you need cash fast? Have you even considered one of those two-week payday advance loans because you think there's no other option? Well, here's some good news. Western Sky Financial can lend you up to $10,000, even if your credit's not perfect, and the money can be in your bank account in hours. That's right. We can loan you up to $10,000 with just your signature and some simple paperwork. It's fast and easy, and there's no collateral required. Yes, the money's a little expensive, but it's a lot cheaper than a payday loan, and you can get enough cash to take care of some bills and have enough left to make a difference. And you can make monthly payments or repay at any time because there's never a charge for paying your loan back early. So if you need up to $10,000 by tomorrow, call Western Sky at 855-759-1224. That's 855-759-1224.
Subject to credit approval, Western Sky is owned by an individual member of the Cheyenne River Sioux Tribe and is a Native American business operating within the exterior boundaries of the Cheyenne River Sioux Reservation.
That's 855-759-1224.
Sunnyside Audi is Cleveland's only five-year-in-a-row Magna Society dealer. With over 150 years combined Audi sales and service staff, Sunnyside Audi has the J.D. Power highest customer satisfaction of Audi dealers in Ohio. Check out their great selection of new and certified pre-owned Audis. Located off I-71 and Pearl Road in Middleburg Heights, with extended sales and service hours Monday and Thursday night and Saturday. Now offering a complimentary car wash, loaner, and valet service. East Side, West Side. It's always Sunnyside. SunnysideAudi.com.
You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Back on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Vic Carucci here, and we have got with us for another segment Sal Palantonio from ESPN. We're going to talk some playoffs now, Sal, the divisional round, and it starts Saturday. Baltimore Ravens at Denver Broncos. I look at this game and look at the rest of the whole postseason, and I say, is anybody going to beat the Broncos? And I don't think it's going to be the Ravens at Mile High.
It's a very difficult situation for the Ravens in this football game. There's no question about it. I covered the game on December 16th, the 34-17 drubbing by Peyton Manning and the Broncos at M&T Bank Stadium. And there's a reason why the Broncos are favored by 9 points in this game at Mile High on Saturday afternoon. They just dominated from both sides of the ball. They just dominated. I think the key number that everybody is forgetting in that game, and it's something that jumped out at me when I interviewed Peyton Manning after the game, Vic, and that is Peyton Manning in that game handed the ball off 45 times. He had 45 rushing attempts behind him in that game. It's the most times he has handed the football off in any football game in his professional career. They had a time of possession over 38 minutes in that game. The Ravens only had the ball 21 minutes and 36 seconds.
Right.
You know, so to me, now you're looking at a Peyton Manning who's got A, balance on offense, whereas he didn't really have that a lot of the time when he was in Indianapolis.
Right.
Two, he's got a top five scoring defense. They are fourth in the league in points allowed, 18 points a game. And at home, Vic, they're only giving up 16 points a game. So you put those two factors together, and I think the Broncos are in really good position. Now, people say, well, the matchup's a little bit different because on December 16th, the Ravens did not have linebacker Ray Lewis. They did not have their young linebacker, Donnell Ellerbe. Mm-hmm. They did not have strong safety, Bernard Pollard. And they did not have guard, Marshall Yanda. All of those players are playing in this game. Nevertheless, I just think it's a tough out for the Ravens. I really do.
Yeah, and then when you throw Knowshon Moreno into the mix and give him a running game, give Peyton Manning a running game to have, that just makes it even scarier.
If Peyton Manning hands the ball off 40 times at Mile High on Saturday, the Ravens will go home losers.
Yeah, going to be very, very tough. Although, I will give this much. Joe Flacco throws the football well, and I think he can be effective. He was against the Colts, at least, throwing deep. But it's a different defense. It's a different circumstances being on the road. And the other guy, and it's interesting that Jim Caldwell has involved Ray Rice much more in this offense, right? I mean, that's a key trend change from Cam Cameron as offensive coordinator.
You know what, though? Ray Rice has had only one game in the playoffs where he was over 70 yards rushing. The one game against the New England Patriots, that 33-14 wild card win,
right,
3 years ago. One game only. And get this. Here's an interesting number, Vic. In his regular season career, Rice fumbles once every 230 touches. In his postseason career, he's now got 5 postseason fumbles. He fumbles the ball once every 29 touches.
Yeah.
That's not a good trend.
That's a horrible trend. Let's go to San Francisco, the Packers at 49ers. That's the late game on Saturday. Nobody's hotter, I guess, than Aaron Rodgers, I would say, unless it's Peyton Manning, I guess. But Aaron Rodgers playing as well as any quarterback could play through the second half of the season and now into the postseason. But this is another tough-out team because the 49ers, they have that defense.
Well, they do, and they're home, and they're rested, and I think those things are significant when you factor in this round of the playoffs. The Niners are, in my opinion, not well-rounded enough. I know they're running the ball better of late, but I don't know if they can run it enough against the Niners. And I think also the Packers' defense on the edges, you know, their outside linebackers, their corners, their safeties, I don't know if they're equipped enough to handle the Niners and their ability to run out of the pocket with their quarterback, Colin Kaepernick. The key to that game is they've got to keep Kaepernick corralled similarly to the way they did Joe Webb. And if they do that, they'll have a legitimate shot at winning the game. If Kaepernick is moving well and outside the pocket, it's going to be tough.
Yeah, I would agree with you, and as I look at this 49er team, that's the wild card for them, really, is Kaepernick. How, as a very young quarterback, as this rookie, does he handle this stage, this pressure? And I think he's shown at times he can handle it, but, you know, the reality could just hit him out there that I'm in the postseason, these are the Packers, that's Aaron Rodgers over there. And I know, you know, you could say, well, this kid didn't flinch in some other spots, but I think in some places he has. And I think until he actually goes out there and plays, Sal, you just don't know.
You're right.
You know, that's just another X factor in this game. Sal Palantonio, ESPN, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, as we break down the divisional round of the playoffs. Let's go to Sunday. Let's go to the Seahawks at Falcons. Seahawks, great story, Sal. You got to love the Seahawks story.
Well, it's a great story built on great matchups. You know, when you have a defense that leads the league in scoring, that's pretty good. Well, especially when you have so many young players. But they have speed at the linebacker position and speed in the secondary. And they match up well against the Falcons. I just have this gut feeling that this will be the game that Matt Ryan and Mike Smith and Tony Gonzalez finally win a playoff game. I just feel like at home, I like the way Mike Nolan has created a sense of urgency in his players on defense. I think they have enough on defense to handle Marshawn Lynch. I realize they've given up a lot of rushing yards, but I think they'll be focused on two things. One, stopping the run. Two, keeping Russell Wilson in the pocket. And if they do those two things, I think they win the game.
Well, and that's the part of the story that I felt or feel is so fascinating is Russell Wilson, what he's done. He's so amazingly poised and mature. There's something about him, the way he carries himself compared to all the other rookie quarterbacks, and as impressive as Andrew Luck has been in his postseason appearance. It wasn't getting to the postseason, not so much the game itself. They lose, but and then RG3 and its health with him, it's that knee. But I just, there's something about it, there's an aura with Russell Wilson, right? And he just seems to carry, and then the way he plays indicates that he's much more versed in this game than that of any other rookie. He seems like a guy who's been in the league for many years.
Yeah, he does have some poise and grace to him under pressure. And oh, by the way, he's got a good arm.
Yeah, that too. If you take the other stuff's great, but it's only helpful because he can throw the ball well while moving,
he's accurate with the ball and it's brought a lot of velocity.
Yeah,
you know, a very tight spiral, but a very accurate ball. You know, and that's gonna do a lot for you.
And I think though, and I like your points about the Falcons. I don't disagree that they could come around. I just worry about their ability to deal with Marshawn Lynch, because he puts it in another gear in this postseason, and he's runs with a vengeance and a passion. He seems very comfortable with what he's doing and how he's complementing the things that Russell Wilson and the passing game do.
Yep, I would agree with that completely.
And then the later game on Sunday, Houston Texans at New England Patriots. I was tempted to say I don't know if I wanted to advance either of those teams from their wild card game.
You know what's really interesting? You know, I started fishing around. I called my guy Frankie Smiles down on 2 Street in South Philly. I said, Frankie, give me the last time you had two teams in a divisional round in the same conference, both favored by 9 points or more.
Yeah.
And so he fumbles around a little bit. He goes, let me get back to you on that. Ding, 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 a couple minutes later. Never happened before. I'm like, really? He goes, yeah. I said, wow, that's not good. He goes, no, that's not good. He said, those two games, you can give the points. I was like, oh, okay. All right, not that I'm a betting man, but I like to I think those kinds of trends, those guys who set those point spreads know what they're doing. So I always like to investigate, you know, just the situation. Don't let me put it this way. Those two spreads were not created to put the money on either team. In other words, to create wagering in Vegas. Those are accurate spreads.
I just love Frankie Smiles, the name. The best name
in
the world.
Well, sometimes I go Joe Vito. Sometimes I go Fat Tony. When I want the straight stuff with no sauce, I go right to Frankie Smiles.
See, the people don't, many who, you know you just as an ESPN sports guy, football guy, know that many years ago you covered City Hall and News and stuff in Philly. And you dealt with some characters other than the sports characters you've dealt with.
I know where the bodies are buried. All right, Vic, gotta run. I gotta do a couple of shows here at NFL Films. Good visiting with you.
You're the best.
Let's do it at the Super Bowl.
Outstanding. We will. That's a date. He is Sal Palantonio, ESPN, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. More coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Change light just turned on.
Oh, don't worry. I have an appointment at Liberty Ford tomorrow.
You don't need to buy a new car. You just need to get your oil changed.
I am. In fact, they will change the oil, rotate my tires, check the brakes, belts, batteries, and filter, all for just $39.99.
What? No car wash?
Well, that too. You get nothing but the best service at Liberty Ford.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
Steak and Lube, we're famous for 18 flavors of incredible wings, voted best wings in the USA. But ooh, baby, there's so much more. Ribs, steaks, burgers, specialty drinks and drafts, all served up on a platter full of fun. Every night is hot at the Lube, and every Tuesday is all-you-can-eat wing night.
Great times, great food, that's too quick to Steak and Lube.
Guys, tired of using your ladies' lotion? You need a lotion just for you. New Gold Bond Men's Lotion with skin-strengthening proteins and 8 moisturizers to hydrate your body, hands, and face. This is a lotion made just for you. The new Gold Bond Ultimate Men's Lotion. This stuff really works. Available at Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Browns.
For your cooler and charcoal budget. For depositing $100 from Section 100. For being ready on game day, PNC has tools like mobile deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere. And virtual wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use mobile deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifolds, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Now get 39-cent color copies in-store, at self-serve, or online at staplescopycenter.com for pickup or delivery. Ends 126. Details in-store or online. Staples. That was easy.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Maxwell, you're on.
Cool. And so you just want me to read the script? You don't want me to do the wee thing? Okay. Today, I'm going to talk about the new Geico mobile app and how you can manage your policy and get your ID card and customize it with your favorite Geico character. But I'm not yelling wee or anything because they don't want me to, right?
Correct.
Okay. Just saying it's my thing.
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
I'm still loving. I pictured Frankie Smiles. Frankie Smiles, one of the best names that you can have out there. Sal Pelantonio from ESPN providing that from his connections down in Philadelphia. Oh, man, what a lot of energy. Love it when Sal is on the show. And you're right, you will hear from this man again when we take this show, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, to the Super Bowl in New Orleans. We'll be broadcasting there for the entire week leading up to the game. And I can assure you, Sal Pal will wander by the set and enlighten us with more of his great insights on this game. We want to enlighten you about the linebackers of the Browns in our continuing series of 2012 positional reviews. And today we are going to look at a position that, well, it was hit hard by injury, to say the least, losing Chris Gokong in the preseason to that Achilles injury and not having Scott Fujita, the veteran, present for most of this season, injured and throughout. And basically just leaning on DeQuell Jackson, who's a great guy to lean on, the middle linebacker, one of the better players at his position in the league, and he had to do what he does and plus kind of be that duct tape, kind of patch up everything else and keep it all together, because what was around him? LJ Fort, young guy. Kaluka Maeva, still a young guy, not very established, but and an undersized player playing his heart out. And a guy named Craig Robertson, who I think was one of the more fascinating players on a team that had young players making impact, and we know all the stories from especially from the offensive side of who did what. But Craig Robertson repeatedly caught our attention. Why? Because he's a playmaker. I mean, he's just around the ball and showed and proved that the NFL is not too big for him. Starts his career out on the practice squad, works his way up through opportunity, through injury, to make the roster and be a strong, strong contributor, and I think he's going to be one for some time to come. That was kind of the story of the linebacker position on a team whose defensive front was mostly dictated by the success of the defensive line, but these linebackers were, if they held their own at any point through the course of this season, Craig Robertson, along with DeQuell Jackson, was a big part of that, and Jameer Howerton sat down with him to get some thoughts from Craig Robertson. Jameer, take it away.
Craig, just taking a look back at the 2012 season, talk about your position group and what stood out to you.
We got a lot of young guys that made plays, and, you know, we were kind of thrown into the fire, but we embraced it with full confidence. We had good leaders, great coaches. I probably couldn't have done what I've done without my coach, Billy Davis, and Chuck. You know, they really had us prepared week in, week out for practice, games, and even mentally, you know, with press and everything. So they kind of helped us grow into, you know, the men we are at the end of the season.
Taking a look ahead at this off season, what is your off season regimen, and when do you start getting back into training?
I give myself 2 weeks off, then it's right back to the grind. You know, I'm never forget where I came from. I was a guy on practice squad, and I'm always had that mentality. So I'm always had a mentality. Somebody else can easily be in that position and you know, come in and do the same things I did, because everybody needs a shot. So I'm just gonna go in and work out like I've always worked out and just, you know, come back ready to go.
How excited are you to get the 2013 season rolling?
You know, I wish it can get started in 2 weeks. You know, that's gonna be a long break I've never been a part of, playing a full season and having a long break like this. But you know, I'll be working out, and that'll keep me hungry at all times. So I'll be ready for it to come back when it's time for us to come back. You know, you'll see the big smile on my face, because I want to be back in here and getting ready to go.
Any special trips that you taken during this off season?
The basics, you know, go home, see the fam, and work out. I'm going to go up in D.C. and train with Quail. So that's probably one of the biggest trips I'll take, minus, I don't know, maybe going Super Bowl weekend or something like that. But not really too many big trips.
You spoke to Quail Jackson. Just talk about how much of a mentor he's been for you and the young guys.
Man, I told him after the game, even before the game, and I just told him, I was like, man, just thank you for everything. You know what I'm saying? Some guys, you know, you have a mentor, and you know, you have them, and they do a lot for you. But he's in a different boat. You know what I'm saying? I can look back just on some of the things, even just during OTAs, when guys didn't even know they're gonna make the team. He's mentoring everybody. You know, DBs, young DBs. Like, he's hands down the captain on defense, and everybody knows it. And I mean, he helped me transform into, you know, the guy to play next to him. You know, I mean, at the beginning of the season, I wasn't that guy. So when you are playing next to somebody like that, you got to be up to speed. And I mean, from game one to the very last one, he told me after the game, he was like, man, I've seen how much you've changed and how much you've got better. Just because I'm looking at not just formations, but alignments of linemen, what the quarterback's looking at, and I'm making, you know, calls that a normal young guy or whatever guy won't make. And he was just, you know, just whatever you're doing, just keep doing and come back harder when it's time to come back.
Craig, thank you for your time, and good luck to you this offseason.
Got it, man.
All right. Very interesting stuff there from Craig Robertson, and the praise he gives to DeQuell Jackson, that's not overdone. That is real, and a good indicator of the mix, what it's supposed to be like when not only do you have the tremendous ability that DeQuell Jackson gives as a player, as a guy who can deal with the run, who drops into coverage, makes plays in the passing game, and so forth. I mean, he's got all of that, the full package. But the mentor that he is, and how particularly critical it was on a team that, again, was losing its experience. When you take Chris Gokong and Scott Fujita out of the mix, that's it. And you've got DeQuell would have been the leader with those guys there, the best leader, I'm sure, but he just became much more of one with all the youth around him within that front seven. All right, we're going to get back to your questions and comments that you submit to the Browns official Facebook and Twitter pages on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, ESPN 850, WKNR.
I'm such a bargain shopper.
More shoes?
Actually, I found the deal of my dreams online at LibertyFord.com.
You can't believe everything you read on the Internet.
You can at Liberty Ford. Paid the online price, got a Carfax and repair history, plus they gave me more for my trade than I had researched online.
We'll see what happens when you get there.
And it happened yesterday, just like they said it would.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
Are you ready to make some big plays this season? Like growing your savings, buying a home, or even building a business? At First Merit Bank, we'd like to assist you with your goals, whatever they may be. So no matter what your next play is, we're ready to help you make it happen. It's your game plan. How can we help? First Merit Bank. You first. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Team, the Comfort Pros. We arrive on time in uniform with photo ID and we clean up before we leave. In the Akron area, trusted Comfort Heating and Cooling is your local Rheem Team dealer. Check them out at OhioRheemTeam.com. That's Ohio, R-H-E-E-M Team.com.
We will impress you when you make that call to the Rheem Team.
Every day is a snow day at Seven Springs Mountain Resort. Seven Springs features 33 pristine slopes and trails, the number one rated parks and pipe on the East Coast, the largest snow tubing park in the region, the best variety of off-mountain activities, and so much more. The Winter Family Memories Package starts at $299 per person. Best of all, kids 11 and under are free. For more information, visit thenumber7springs.com. Seven Springs Mountain Resort, where every day is a snow day.
Thank you for calling Discover Card.
I want to ask you a couple of questions.
I've got nothing to hide.
My bill is due today, and I haven't paid yet.
Is that a confession?
Have I committed a crime?
Nope. With our new IT card, you can pay up till midnight Eastern time by phone or online the day it's due.
Convenient. How do I know you're telling the truth?
Because I work for Discover Card.
Got a witness to verify that?
Just you. You called me.
Okay, that checks out. You recording this?
Yes, I am.
Good, so am I.
I would like a copy.
Copy that.
Copy that.
Copy that.
Finally, a credit card that treats you like you treat you. Payment flexibility. Get the new IT card at Discover.com.
Do you need cash fast? Have you even considered one of those two-week payday advance loans because you think there's no other option? Well, here's some good news. Western Sky Financial can lend you up to $10,000, even if your credit's not perfect, and the money can be in your bank account in hours. That's right. We can loan you up to $10,000 with just your signature and some simple paperwork. It's fast and easy, and there's no collateral required. Yes, the money's a little expensive, but it's a lot cheaper than a payday loan, and you can get enough cash to take care of some bills and have enough left to make a difference. And you can make monthly payments or repay at any time, because there's never a charge for paying your loan back early. So if you need up to $10,000 by tomorrow, call Western Sky at 855-759-1224. That's 855-759-1224.
Subject to credit approval, Western Sky is owned by an individual member of the Cheyenne River Sioux Tribe and is a Native American business operating within the exterior boundaries of the Cheyenne River Sioux Reservation.
That's 855-759-1224.
It's now your chance to Ask Vic on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Yeah, you submit the questions and comments to the Browns official Facebook and Twitter pages, the Browns Daily Twitter page, which is Browns_daily, and email daily@clevelandbrowns.com. Mark, from email, he says, I appreciate the patience and diligence that Mr. Haslam and Mr. Banner are demonstrating in the head coaching hiring process. I'm sure there is more than one, quote, best coaching candidate for the Browns, and the leadership team is not rushing. What's the hurry? I'm guessing the Browns players are in recovery mode and the other staff are still cleaning out their offices. Well, that's that part I can, this is me, I can tell you that the office cleaning part, that's pretty well been done by those who were let go. That would be Pat Shurmur and Tom Heckert. But the assistant coaches are still around. And, you know, they will have the opportunity, if they choose or if the incoming head coach chooses, to interview with them. Or they, as the as Jimmy Haslam said, there is liberal opportunity for them to get permissions to interview elsewhere, but it's still the process. You still have to get permissions. But the last point by Mark is, I'd rather see the Browns try to get it right rather than try to get it done quickly. And this nails it, Mark. You said it so well and so eloquently. It's true. It's getting it right. And again, I just had this conversation with Sal Palantonio, calling it a different kind of year. And it does not mean you can't get it right. And he stressed that Browns fans need patience. This is from a dispassionate, disconnected from the team guy. And that's why we always like to, on a weekly basis, bring in at least one national voice to this show to get their perspective, because they'll give it to you straight, as Sal does. And yes, patience is required, but it still doesn't mean you're, you know, just because you have to wait, that something bad's happening or something amiss is going on. And keep in mind, it's now, what, six teams that are looking for coaches. It's still, it hasn't been any faster, but for two of the original eight now clubs that change coaches. Brian from email, Bill Cowher is interested in coaching again, seems to have all the talents that are looked for in a coach. Why not bring him home? Give him whatever he needs to come aboard, and let's get on with winning. Well, Brian, I don't know that the question with Cowher and the Browns is that they wouldn't want to give him enough to come aboard. It's, does he want to do it? And by all indications, all reports I've seen, he's prepared to sit out longer, even though he would be interested in coming back at some point. I don't know what the cutoff point is. He is about, I think, 55 thereabouts years old. Doesn't make him, makes him a very young man, in my opinion. But, you know, does he want to do this at 60 or, you know, 58 or whatever? And that's what, you know, the waiting of three or five more years would be. And that's what I've heard in reports. We want to thank Sal Palantonio. Want to thank Craig Robertson and Jameer Howerton. Want to thank Drew Boatner and Joe Meadows. Want to thank my outstanding producer, Dave DiNatale. We will talk to you again tomorrow. Much talk with Hanford Dixon on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.